climber, it's not enough to write your song. You need to resolve your song, or it's never going to get heard. What's that mean, and why is it hugely important for your songwriting career? We're going to tell you today on The Climb. So listen up. Johnny, do that thing.
Welcome to The Climb! This is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business. That's why we called it The Climb, C-L-I-M-B, creating leverage in the music business. See what we did? That is a Baxter from a good friend and co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter, who's an award-winning songwriter with cuts by and hits by and Randy Jackson. Oh my God, Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, and more. And he helps songwriters like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then he'll connect you with the pros on a regular basis. You can find Brent very easily, if that sounds interesting to you, at songwritingpro.com.
Yes, and I would like to introduce you to my horse co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. Johnny owns Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. If you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That's production, singular, no S. There is no S because there is no other. Johnny D.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing well. I'm feeling much better than your voice is sounding, but that's all right. This is my episode.
Yeah.
So you can kind of lay back a little bit, and we'll try to get you through this so you can go doctor that voice of yours.
I've been digging trenches all morning, man. Like, it's been hard. It's getting worse.
Well, hopefully this one will be a little bit light duty for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm excited to talk about today's topic. It's something I've been thinking a lot about lately, and I think will be helpful for the climbers out there that are trying to get their songs across the finish line. Because thing is, if you don't resolve them, no one's ever going to hear it. But I want to dig some ditches on that and kind of pull out some lessons and detail kind of what I'm doing. So hopefully that's going to help you. There's some stuff here that hopefully you can apply to your writing, to your music business, to your songwriting career that's going to help you get more songs heard and into the world.
There we go. Before we do that, let's take care of a little business. Join the Climb community on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/theclimbcommunity. You have to ask to be let in. We let everybody in. Mm-hmm. And if you're not good boys and girls and a good member of our community inside, we'll roadhouse you out. Mm-hmm. And believe me, everybody's more than willing to do it. They just like prompt us like, oh, there it is right there. We saw it out. I get them out.
All right. Yeah.
We keep it on like legit on topic in there. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear about your new music as a comment on the New Music Mondays post. We want to hear about your gigs as a comment on the Gig Alert post every Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear about your wins. And Brent's going to share some right now, which that post happens every Wednesday. It's called New Heights. Mm-hmm. And because climbing, right? We all refer to it as Wednesday wins.
Yeah, see what we did there.
So what does that look like? What do we got some wins? I would love to celebrate.
All right. Climber Marla Rubenstein said, got another song accepted into the catalog with Imaginary Friends this week. Made Song of the Day with a different sync song with Imaginary Friends. Now, I'm saying this is the name of a sync company, not just saying my imaginary friends like my song, which is how I started off songwriting. My imaginary friends loved all my songs. No, this is actually real people, but it's called Imaginary Friends, just to put it out there.
Good job, Marla.
I'm assuming anyway. I don't know, Marla. I'm assuming they're real people. Anyway, but yeah, she has some good stuff. So she had an uplifting, this song is an uplifting empowerment song that's being presented to an artist by the producer for consideration. She had a co-writer slash artist released a co-written song as a single. So that's cool. She had a lot of stuff going on here. Nice. Writing for some deadline based opportunities, got a pass from Shenandoah, a pitch for the country group Shenandoah, but interesting feedback for thought. So way to pull a win from a pass.
Yeah.
Marla. Three co-writes today. Come on.
I mean, how many times you got that got passes from Shenandoah? Like, that's a small club.
Exactly. That is. So a lot of good stuff going on there for Marla. Also, let's see, climber Marvin Adcock said, I have a brand new song that made it past the first gatekeepers and is currently undergoing review by Warner Music A&R. So
good
look at
job,
that.
Marvin,
marvelous. So y'all keep on climbing.
All right. That's right. Listen, follow the podcast wherever platform you listen to podcasts on and tell a friend about it, guys.
That's right. Do it.
That's really the best thing you can do to tribute Brent and I is to tell somebody else, help us help them.
We do appreciate it.
Talk to me about how I get my songs heard and I resolve them.
All right. So many of you have heard about my acronym because you know I like acronyms, and I have this acronym that RAP, W-R-A-P. For years, it evolves over time. Let's put it this way. For years, it was write, record, and pitch, right? That's how it started off, write, record, and pitch, because you got to write your song. You got to get it in some sort of listenable format. You got to record it into something so that you can pitch it to an artist, to an A&R, to a producer, whoever. That's how stuff happens. And eventually, over time, I figured out, you know, that A, there's an opportunity for that A. A doesn't just need to be and, right? There's something missing.
Real estate, that's some prime real estate in an acronym.
That is prime real estate. And it turns out what was missing was access.
Ooh.
I need to write. I need to record. I need to access the people so I can pitch to them. So access for me, it deals with like, who are my co-writers? Who are my business contacts? Who are the people I can pitch to? In other words, it speaks to building your network, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's write, record, access, and pitch. Man, I think I might be changing the letter R. I'm getting close to it. I do like write, record, access, and pitch because you make sense. But the R lately for me has been resolve.
Okay.
I need to write my songs. I need to resolve my songs. I need to access people in the business, and I need to pitch my songs.
Is that like resolving my issues?
Yes. So what I found is that I track things, right? I got to keep up with these songs. And I find out more and more, not every song needs to be recorded, right? I mean, you need a work tape of everything because that way I have record of it.
Yeah.
But I don't always, they don't all need demos. I'm sorry. Not all my kids are going to go to med school.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of thing. You know, like all my little song babies. No. You know, some are just like, you live at the house. It's all right. You know, it's okay. We love them all, but we don't throw them on the street. But they don't all need to be, you know, they don't need to all be running for office. So I found out that, yeah, it's more about resolving them than recording them. And what does resolve mean? So I looked up the definition for resolve and a couple definitions that are relevant for our purposes here today. One is to settle or find a solution to a matter.
Mm-hmm.
And another definition is to decide firmly on a course of action. I'm like, yeah, these are perfect for your song. So you go write your song and you need to settle or find a solution to a matter. So it might happen to do with rewriting, finishing a song, debugging it, that sort of thing. Firmly decide on a course of action. Does this just live in a hard drive and that's fine because it's to get me to the next song? Or does this sucker need to get demoed and pitched and hopefully end up on stage somewhere being sung in front of 30,000 people?
Right.
That's kind of resolving, like put them all to bed.
Yep.
I need closure in my life. It's like with relationships.
Yeah.
I need closure. I just don't need these songs hanging out there forever. So, and we're going to talk a lot about how to track these things today, because what I figured out is I've written, you know, well over 1,000 songs. How many song starts do I have? You know, we've already talked about my title list of over 4,000 unwritten titles. There's just a lot of stuff going on there. How many co-writes have I had in my life? Tons, right? How many different co-writers? Tons of them. All this stuff, all these songs that are in different states of resolution, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was just a pain point where it's hard to keep up with the songs. If you're treating it like a business, you're going to be writing a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of, and they don't all get done and demoed while you write them, right? And even if they do, what happens to the demo? How do you keep track of them? And so I was noticing that I'd be looking through a notebook or looking through something, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd see someone's name. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, we started a thing. What is that? Oh my gosh, what song was that? It was cool. And then I'm like spending half an hour like looking through old notebooks or trying to find the date of it, looking forward to my computer, go, what was that? Were there something we thought of? Or you talk about demoing a song,
mm-hmm.
and then nothing ever happens with it because you're busy, they're busy. You start just, the caseload is enough where I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it 1,000 more. The mind is a great place to have ideas. It's a terrible place for keeping them. I cannot keep up with all the balls I got up in the air to keep them juggling, all the plates I got spinning just in my mind. I need to track these to make sure that quality songs are not falling through the cracks, because you know, I'm busy. I got The Climb. I got songwritingpro.com. I have my songwriting. I got five kids. I got a church response, all this stuff, right? And so songs were kind of falling through the cracks. Like, I don't want that to happen. You know, no one has as much at stake in my songwriting career as I do. Okay. And no one has as much at stake in your songwriting career as you do. So you got to take ownership of your business. Treat it like a business. How many businesses are like, hey, where's the inventory? I don't know. It's around somewhere.
I don't know.
At least get a warehouse, keep them in, and some sort of SKU on it, a little barcode, something where you can track this stuff, right? I mean, that's a huge thing about businesses that have physical product, is they're keeping track of where it is. I mean, you scan a SKU, an SKU number somewhere. Walmart knows where their stuff is. Amazon knows where their stuff is. They have all these warehouses and everything's labeled and tracked and all this stuff. You got to keep up with your inventory. Well, as songwriters, our inventory are our songs, mm-hmm. our ideas, our song starts, our songs, our demos. We got to keep up with our stuff too. Otherwise, business is not going to be nearly as efficient as we want it to be.
That's right.
You know, you ever go back, find an old song, go, dadgum, that was really good. I should have demoed that. That was 2 years of my life I'll never get back. You know, I could have been pitching that for the last 2 years. So I just want to talk a little bit about how I'm keeping up with this stuff to make sure that songs are resolved. And you may find some stuff here that's helpful for you as well. So we'll just go ahead and dive into it. All right. So what I use is, you need some sort of technology for doing this. It could be a notebook. It could be a spreadsheet on Excel, or what Apple, like Numbers is like their Excel spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I use, it's a free app called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, which is basically a project management app. So I have it, and I have no official affiliation with Trello. I just, what I've been using, and I like how it works. So you download the app, you log in. I have it on my phone and on my laptop, and it syncs up between the two. So I can add something on my phone, and next time I pull it up on my laptop, boom, it's there, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's good. And if you're working with people together, you can share notebooks or share lists and stuff. So like Ren and I share some stuff on some project to making sure like podcasts are getting edited and different things, so I can see what he's doing. It's also collaborative. So some people might use like Slack or some different stuff, but anyway, I'm liking how Trello's working. And so I have basically, it's like you have these different boards, right? And so these different columns, so I have several different columns in Trello, label different things. We'll go through that. And what's cool is like, I have a little file, like almost like a sticky note for each song. Right. And then I can drag them from one column to another as they move through toward resolution.
Oh, wow.
All right. So you can physically see them. You can say, oh, okay. So when I start a song with somebody, say we start it, we don't finish it. It needs to be written, finished. So I have a column called To Finish. Yeah. Shocker. I look at them like, these are songs I need to finish, right? And so I'll make a little Trello card there. It just has, so I see the song title, and inside the card, you can click on it to expand it, and I'll put the co-writers on there. Great. And so that way I can see, oh, I need to finish song X with Randy and Jordan, whatever. No, we got to finish that one up. And so I have a stack of songs under here, but you know what? They're not going to get forgotten, because part of my process every day is, you know, there's something I try to mark off my calendar every day is WRAP. Did I write something today? Did I record or resolve something or work toward that? Did I work on my access, and did I pitch today? So that's something on my calendar every day. So I'm in that Trello every day. I'm working, looking, going, okay, what can I move? How can I move some songs toward completion? So you're always kind of just moving stuff through, and you don't forget about them for months at a time, because it's right there on that list. So I may have, I don't know, let's see how many songs I have to finish right now. I'm just doing a quick check.
Signed up for Trello, by the way, during this episode.
I got like 15 or something. I don't know. 15 that I need to like under To Finish. And so I can go, oh yeah, what was that? Click on it and go, oh, that's who I wrote that with. And then every time I go in and maybe text somebody or email somebody to follow up, going, hey, we need a day to finish this, I'll put a little note in there going, text, you know, and it's a text about co-write, whatever. And it automatically, you know, puts the date on there, so I can see like, oh, I haven't followed up in like a month. I need to ping them again about this song. Mm-hmm. So that's like To Finish. So I can track that. Have I talked to anyone about this song in 2 months? No, I haven't. I need to reach out. We need to finish this sucker. Then say we finish it. If we don't get a work tape right then, I have a stack called work tape needed. Mm-hmm. And that way I know like, oh yeah, they were going to do a work tape afterwards. Maybe they'll get to me the next day and great. It doesn't live in that list very long. Some have been on that list a little while now because somebody just has not gotten me a work tape. Well, guess what? I don't forget about the song because when you're writing a lot, it's so easy for it to blow out the back. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I never got a work tape. It's been 2 years on that song. Now probably nobody knows what's up. Or maybe it's been sitting on their phone and they just didn't send it to you because you didn't ask.
Right.
This reminds me to go ask. And I have a few songs in that list that, you know, maybe we're on Zoom and the producer is in Florida and the singer is in Nashville and whatever, and they just need to coordinate and get it to happen. But this reminds me, I go, oh yeah, I need to text or email out about this and just to ping them about it, remind them so they can work on it. Because man, seriously, I write enough. I got enough other stuff going on. This stuff I'll forget about for years. Then I'm just counting on someone else to think about it for me. I don't like those odds. So we got to finish. We got work tape needed. Then I have after we get the work tape, you know, we finished it. We got the work tape. Then I have a confirmed demo needed stack. It is what it is.
Now that only goes there if you know the song needs a demo.
That's if like, it's kind of like, do we want a demo? Do we not? That's a little bit of a holding. Like I no longer need a work tape. Let's think about these. You know, some songs just may live there for a little bit. You go, we don't need a demo. It's fine. It's like just going to be a work tape and probably not going to pitch it. It's, and that is a good resolution for many songs.
Yeah.
Best thing you can do is like put it to bed, move forward with your life. Cause it is what it is.
You've resolved it to be in this pile right here.
Exactly. That's why I'm using resolve instead of record. Not everyone needs to sound like a record. Cause it just ain't going to solve your problems.
I like that. Yeah.
So it may live there for a little bit. And then at the end, I have like a completed stack. So it may just go from work tape to confirmed demo. Some just go from work tape directly to completed. Like, I ain't pushing that one. It is what it is. Others, you may just talk to your co-writers and it may just be like, no, I think we can pitch the work tape. Mm-hmm. I just got a hold on a Southern Gospel thing that was a work tape pitch for my co-writer. I'm like, sweet. We may not need a demo.
If that song is like, if that melody's strong enough and those lyrics are strong enough, and it's the right kind of song, you know, sometimes.
And the right kind of relationship between the artist and the person who pitched it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But it's like just to make sure that like you contemplate it and resolve and come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Again, one of the definitions for resolve is decide firmly on a course of action.
Yeah.
You decide. Sometimes the answer is no, we don't need a demo. Then you just pull it over to done, whatever. But sometimes the answer is, yeah, we want to demo this. Well, guess what? I have a stat called to demo.
Yeah.
And that is, we have decided to demo.
Sure.
But we are not yet demoing, you know, because then you can decide, oh, great, you're going to demo it. And then nobody ever does anything. And it doesn't get demoed because nobody made it happen.
That's right.
Easy to happen, right? So I got a stack for that. And then the next stack is demo in progress. So say I have this song. I was just texting with a couple of my co-writers last night. Hey guys, where are we at on this? We talked about demoing it. Like we for sure. Hey, so-and-so, you know, are you going to reach out to your publishing company to get the approval or whatever? So I just know like it hasn't started yet, but we need to get the wheels turning here. And then once it starts, like we got a date or, you know, some of these co-writers are producers. Guys like Wilkes, you know, he may just take a little while to work on one. Guys like Dustin Bird, mm-hmm. who were both in on the show. They was like, yeah, I'm producing it now. Okay, it may just take a little bit.
Yep.
So that's in progress, or we've cut the tracks. We need to get the vocals on there, or we're waiting on the mix to come back, whatever that is. It started. It's in progress. That way I know where to check in. And under all these cards for each song, you can put notes.
Yeah.
So you know where you are. You know if you haven't reached out in like a month, or if you just did yesterday, you don't need to reach out again because you don't want to be annoying. So part of that is to keep you from being annoying. Dude, you reached out like last week. I told you it'd be 2 weeks. Oh, I wish I'd written that down somewhere. Well, this is where I write that down. They will get to it on the 31st. Don't bother them until then, right?
Does Trello, will it send out like a notification for something like that?
Not that I've seen. It might. I definitely don't go deep into it. I've kind of minimum I see a little button here says power-ups. I don't know what that means. Automation? Ooh, that's curious. So it does a lot more than what I've been doing. I've been using it pretty basically.
Got it.
I'm sure I know you can share it with people and share different boards with them and that kind of stuff. So I'm sure it's much more robust, and there are other things out there that are more robust than what I'm using it for. So that's usually what I'll do, is I'll start pretty basic, and then I may add complexity as I go.
Yep.
Because as you learn, you're like, I got my head wrapped around the basics. Now let's go from freshman year to sophomore year.
Yeah.
A little more complex as you go. That way I don't get overwhelmed with too much complexity at first. All right. So demo in progress. Okay. Now you get the demo back. Demo's done. Where does it go? Well, I have a stack that says upload to Songspace.
Oh, yeah.
Because, oh, yeah. Well, I can't pitch if it's not in Songspace, or at least that's my process.
Right.
So, yeah, I got to upload it, because that's where I keep my catalog. Usually that's what I'll do first thing with work tapes, is I'll try to upload them that day or the day after into Songspace. So I have my work tapes stored there as well. But then, especially once you get the demo, make sure it's uploaded for me into Songspace. For you, it might be Dropbox. It might be something else with lyric and publishing information, all that good stuff. So it's ready to pitch.
Yeah.
And then once it's in there, that is kind of my pitch folder, because I have different pitch folders. So I'll hit that later, but it's resolved.
Yep.
Right. It's resolved. Okay, good. I can put that sucker to bed. I can drag it to the completed file, and it's done. Because I'm going to hit, you know, WRIP, write, resolve, access, and pitch. I'm going to hit Songspace hard during pitch, because that's where I go through, look for songs to pitch. So it's like done with the resolve part.
Now the product's on the shelf at the point that it's on it's on songs.
Yes. Right. It's ready to be sold, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I know we don't sell songs, but yes, it is there for public consumption or whatever, to make a transaction. Yes. And so then the next thing is, say, if I get a hold, I have a board called Hold. You know, I mean, a lot of publishing companies in town will have a big whiteboard, you know, the cuts, holds, that kind of stuff. And so you'll have your song on there, and that's fun to see. Well, you know, I do have a whiteboard in my office, and I do have a hold board and a cuts and releases board for the year, that kind of stuff. So I have that there, but I also want to have it on Trello, because then I can make notes on it, that sort of thing. And so if something's on hold, I'll put a note in there, who it's on hold for, and that time stamps it, so I know when it went on hold. So then I know if I can just double check it, or just make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And then hopefully,
have you ever gone back, let's say, like after, I don't know, 6 months to a year of song being put on hold, and then just ask them to, like, you know, crap or get off the pot and put it back in circulation?
Well, I will check in. Like, there is a song that's been on hold for a Southern gospel artist for a while, but he just had a record come out that was like all standards, like all the old hymns. I'm like, so my song didn't make that, but it lets me know, like, oh, it's been on here for a while. Let me just check in with the A&R guy, or what kind of contacts I might have in that world, to go, hey, what's the word on that?
Yeah.
Anything going on with that? You know, if it's been long enough, eventually you can kind of go, I bet it's off hold. I'll go ahead and pitch it. But it allows you to know kind of when you've reached out, how long it's been on hold, that kind of stuff. So it tracks it for you, which is nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will follow up on that. Because if they've released it and it's no longer on hold, I want to know so I can be pitching it, without the caveat of, oh, it's on hold for so-and-so. I can say, nope, all good.
And they're not very good sometimes about communicating that.
Yeah, because it's a negative. Who wants to be the bearer of bad news?
Yeah.
Which to me, yeah, it's bad news, but it's also good news. It means I have a song to pitch again.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know this.
Yeah.
So I can deal with it. But then hopefully it moves from the on hold stack to the cuts to admin stack. So I have that. So I know, like, when it goes over the cuts to admin, like, depending on the situation, the publishing for the song, say if it's one that I self-publish, I'm like, okay, I need to reach out to Rachel at Blue Water, connect her with the, you know, the person, the licensee, whether that's the artist or the producer, whoever that is, the person at the label, just to make sure, like, they're going to be handling my licensing and my registration and PRO stuff and copyright and all that stuff. So I need to make sure they know. So usually the first thing I'll do is I'll reach out to Blue Water and say, hey, I need the song added to my, you know, whatever catalog. You know, I give my publishing company name. Here's the date of creation. Here are the co-writers, even splits, blah, blah, blah. Send you more and have it. So they can start making sure they add it to either ASCAP or CSAC or BMI, you know, whatever your PRO is, making sure they can start with all that stuff. When somebody's ready for licensing, usually they reach out to me And then I'll connect them with Blue Water, and they'll send them forms to fill out so they can do all the licensing. Now, if it's with one of my previous publishers, like a Major Bob or Pure Music, I will contact somebody there and go, hey, heads up, this song got cut. Here's what we know about it. And just to help them do their jobs, because if you don't do that part, you're not going to collect any money on it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of how I feed my family. Kind of important that we get that sucker across the finish line, because that's where the green is. All right. However much of it there might be, you want to get paid for your work. You did the work to write it. Go ahead and get paid for it.
That's right.
So that's important. And so I have a stack of that stuff. Then when all that's done, as far as I know, then and the song is out, then I can drag it over to the completed list. And then it might be some of you pitching in later, but still in my song space, you know, but it's kind of put it to bed. But for me, those are the different stacks I move my songs through. So just to reiterate, songs to finish, work tape needed, confirm demo needed, to demo, demo in progress, upload to song space, on hold, cuts to admin. And that's kind of how I move my stuff through on this Trello board. So that's how I can see when these are resolved or not resolved.
Yep. I love that.
Yeah. It makes me feel so much more secure. So I don't have that.
It's a flow chart. It's like,
it is. It's a flow chart. It's a project management thing. It's yeah.
Yeah. I mean, indie artists take note of this too, because that's one thing most indie artists suck at is project management.
Yeah. And guess what? You got a project. They even call it, hey, what's on you? You got a song on the new project? It's a project. Yep.
Exactly. And I think that's when you have a to-do list, let's just be simple about it. Mm-hmm. It opens up a loop and your subconscious needs to close the loop.
Yeah.
But if you're not opening the loop intentionally,
yeah,
then it's got a lot bigger chance of never being closed.
Right.
Because your brain, your subconscious isn't aggravated or have anxiety trying to close it, you know, like
what it'll give me anxiety about is wondering what I have loops open on I need to close.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a list anywhere. Yeah. I don't know, like then you gotta kind of go looking through for like I wonder if I have any songs I need to finish with anybody and where those might be, and you know,
yeah,
I don't know, they're floating around somewhere. And so you may miss stuff that could end up being like really worthwhile songs to resolve, or at least you know, like, okay, I put that one to bed.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So now I can free up that cognitive space and emotional space to move on to the other stuff. I'm freeing up room. I don't have to worry about that song anymore. It's done. It's resolved.
Yep.
Or great, we talked about demoing it. Well, here's where we are.
Yeah.
And one thing that helps me to, you know, with the write, resolve, access, and pitch access, you know, I try to do 10 touches a day, you know, to reach out to 10 people in the business each day. And so sometimes what helps me get there is like, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so, just checking in on that, you know, really like that song we wrote. What's going on with the demo on that? You know, I know you were talking about it. Blah, blah, blah. So that, I mean, that helps me get the access and push me back in front of writers, even between co-writes.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, by the way, I'm going to be in town in a couple of weeks. If you want to get together and write, well, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, there's that stuff too. And just, man, it just helps you just to be, I mean, and you write so many songs that like, can we get a yes or no on that demo? You know, it might be, hey, what'd your song plugger think about it?
I need to know what board I need to move this to. Like,
yeah, are we done with this? Do I need to move on with my life? I need some closure here.
Exactly.
But it helps you do that. It keeps like quality songs and quality work from falling through the cracks. It keeps you from wondering, have that little stress in the back of your mind going, I wonder what I like. You know, you leave the house, you're like, I feel like I forgot to pack something.
Yeah.
I feel like I forgot something. Something's off. This helps alleviate that because you got the list. You can look at it. I didn't forget anything. This is where I am with all these songs. I don't need to have that worry. Now I just go through. I make sure that every day I go through and I'm looking for opportunity to move something toward resolution.
To move it along. Yeah.
Yeah,
and each little step becomes, when you break it down like that, each little step becomes a dopamine hit.
Yeah, it's a win. I moved it from whatever step to whatever step.
So it's like you're progressing on like this particular part of this particular project. And so, you know what? I've accomplished something today, as opposed to not getting that granular with it. And you're like, man, I got 50 things that aren't done.
And all I know is it's binary. It's done or not done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there might be different steps in there that still feel like progress, yeah, feel like that dopamine hit. And you can actually see better where they are and what they need next.
That have to happen in due time.
Yeah.
Like you can't project manage faster, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it breaks it up into more manageable chunks. I also have different boards, you know, so I have like a songwriting board. I have a songwriting pro board that has different things that I can, you know, track where different projects are, because I got a lot going on in that world to serve my community there. And there's just a lot going on. So it's like, this is kind of my digital brain in a way on a lot of stuff, just to keep stuff from like, oh crap, I forgot about that. Shoot. Now I'm in trouble or waste of time or whatever. So I just want to share that with the climb community. I think it's going to help you.
Dude, I'm literally, I'm freaking officially out kicking my coverage on work. And I am a loser that has been avoiding this moment forever, but I just signed up with Trello. Like you're talking, I'm like, okay, this is it. Brent said so, I'm going to do it. and try to get a better like online flow chart on what has to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I even have one for like co-writes. So I have a board for like co-writers that, you know, you go out, you meet people and you're like, oh yeah, I need to write with so-and-so, or you just kind of have your stack. Sometimes you forget, like you just, I'm very blessed that I have a lot of people that I've written with, a lot of people I can write with, a lot of people that would be willing to write with me. And so like, if I'm putting together a Nashville trip or whatever, what I'm doing is I'm going through that board going, oh yeah, who do I need to hit up? Who's it been a while? Who do I want to reconnect with? I need to write some more with.
Yeah.
And that just pings me about people like, oh yeah. Cause I might have like, oh, here's some Southern gospel co-writers that maybe aren't top of mind, cause I've been in a country state of mind for a little while, or here's some country people or some Canadian artists or some bluegrass or some, you know, you just got all these different, and your mind may get over like, oh, I've been in Southern gospel world for a while, but oh, there's some bluegrass. That's right. I need to ride with them.
Yeah.
And it helps me just stay on top of that too. Cause you can even, not that you forget about your co-writers, but
you can, I mean, the more you, it's a high class problem, the more you have, you know, like there's some that are going to be touched more than others and you need to try to even that out.
I mean, how many people, like, oh man, we need to get back together. I know.
Yeah.
Well, this helps make sure that happens intentionally. Or if there are people that you're wanting to work on to be co-writers, you haven't written with them yet or haven't in a long time, you want to get back in there. This is a way to, you know, they got a card and I can kind of track when I've reached out to them and that sort of thing too. So I don't, helps me not give up on them or just forget about them. Yeah. So a lot of good stuff. So, yeah, like I said, I use Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. Johnny's about to use it. I'm sure there are a bunch of other things. If you have a system that you use for this stuff, we'd love to hear about it. Hey, go to the climb community, find this post when it drops, and let us know in the comments. Let's start it, because I'm not saying Trello is the best thing ever for this, but it's what I use. The best tool is the one you use.
Yeah.
Right? Like the best workout is the one you do.
Yep, that's right.
So let's know what you're using. We'd love to have a conversation there because, hey, there may be something better out there that can serve me better, and I want to hear about that. Mm-hmm. Or you might be able to help some other people, which always makes you look cool if you can help people.
That's right.
Yep. But also, before we go, I have a gift for you. It's a free PDF download. It's called 6 Simple Ways to Make Your Songs More Commercial. It's lessons I've learned in my 20-whatever years in the music business. You can get that at 6 simpleways.songwritingpro.com. So 6 simpleways.songwritingpro.com. Just tell me where to send it. We'll send it right out to you. And it's my gift to you. There we go.
I love it, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another killer climb episode. Make sure that you join the Facebook community, the climb community on Facebook. Follow the podcast. Tell a friend about it. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.